right here? An angel. Yes, and how did you know that this was an angel? Because your dad told you. Let me tell you something. Your dad is really smart. Yeah. What else could, it's very good to listen to dad too. So, what else, how else can you tell that this is an angel? Because why? Because it's praying. Okay, so we know that angels do pray, right? That is something that we know that angels worship God. Yes. How else might you know that this is an angel? Because it has wings. Yeah, that's a pretty good giveaway, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, how about this angel? Oh, sorry. What is this?
Angel.
Yes. Thank you very much. And how might you know that this is an angel?
Could you just sit out?
I know I did. Didn't I? Oh my gosh. If I didn't. Because she has something on her head, yeah, a halo, right? Yeah, that's how.
On the Christmas tree.
And I can hang it on the Christmas tree.
I'll hang it on.
Yeah, and what else does she have right there? Can you see?
Wings.
She has wings on the back. And what else? Can you see what she has? Look really close. What is that? What is she holding in her hand? No, look closer.
A heart.
That's right. A heart. You knew that, didn't you? Yeah, she has a heart. And you know, she's extending. She's like holding it in her hand. And that means like she just loves. And you know what else she does? She will protect when God sends his angels to protect. And so that's what she's holding. And so that's what angels do too. So they pray and worship God, and they protect, and they serve God, and they protect by coming to us. And there's one other thing that an angel does. Now, this might be a tricky one, because I've never personally experienced it. Did you know that sometimes angels will appear and talk to people? I don't know how, but it's like God sends the messenger angel, and there's a specific messenger angel, and his name is Gabriel. Can you say Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Gabriel is a really important angel. He comes many times in the stories that we hear in the Bible about God and Jesus. Gabriel will come and bring a message to someone. So, this morning, so how do you think? Do you think Gabriel has wings? Yeah, Gabriel has wings. Mm-hmm. Well, can Gabriel talk? Yeah, so now we know angels can talk, right? So I'm going to tell you a story. Here's what Gabriel might have looked like. We don't know that Gabriel really looked like that, but might have. Notice that, like, Gabriel's got some long hair going on there, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, angels, Gabriel might have had long hair. Now, here, I'm going to show you. Look at this picture right here. Can you see that picture? Another angel right here. And this man right here, look at him. He's got a cap on his head. He's got a beard. He's got, like, special clothes that he's wearing. He's a priest. And he's a priest in the temple. And so his name is Zechariah. Can you say Zechariah?
Zechariah.
It's kind of a tricky name, isn't it, Zechariah? Do you know anybody named Zechariah?
No.
No? I don't know anybody named Zechariah either. So Zechariah was a priest at the temple. And there is a special place in the temple that he would go into once a year. He'd go into the place, he'd like prepare everything. Look at that. It looks like a barbecue pit, doesn't it? Yeah, it's not a barbecue pit, actually. It's an altar. And those coals right there that they're putting on there, those when the coals and the smoke rises up, that's like incense. And you know what that is? Those are prayers that are being raised up to God that you can see. Have you ever seen that ever? Like, have you ever seen where there's incense that's going up, smoke that's going up, and the smell is really, really strong? When those are physical prayers, so we can see them going up to God. And so that's what Zechariah is doing. Now, Zechariah thinks he's all by himself, okay? So we're going to pretend nothing's here. And the people are on the other side of where Zechariah is, because only Zechariah is allowed to go into that area. So the people are on the other side. And Zechariah goes in, and he starts to pray, right? He starts to pray. He thinks he's alone, and then what happens? An angel comes. Yeah. Now, can I see what your reaction would be if all of a sudden an angel just appeared before you right now? You would freak out. So let me see your face. Let me see it. I can show you mine.
Freak out.
Yeah. If an angel all of a sudden just appeared right before me, I would be like, I might even go like, grab my heart. Right? Wouldn't that be a little scary? Right? You would just start screaming. Yeah. I don't think Zechariah screamed, but I'm not sure. He might have screamed. But all of a sudden, so what is the very first thing that this angel says to Zechariah? Because angels are scary when they first come because you're not expecting them, right?
Yeah.
So the very first thing that Gabriel always says is, do not be afraid. Can you say that?
Do not be afraid.
Okay, so Gabriel all of a sudden appears in front of you. Can I see your reaction to when Gabriel comes? Yeah, let's see it. Ready? And then Gabriel says, do not be afraid. Now, when you hear do not be afraid, how does that make you feel? You feel like, oh, okay, this angel isn't here to hurt me, right? So you start to calm down just a little bit. And then, now, Zechariah was married to a woman, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were old. They were like in their 50s.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They were really old.
Really old.
I said that because I'm in my 50s. So they were older than that, really old, and they never had children. And they wanted to have children, but they just never had children. And so Zechariah was sad about that, and Elizabeth was sad about that. And so all of a sudden, this angel appears out of nowhere, okay? And what was Zechariah's reaction? When the angel came, what did Zechariah do?
Yeah.
Well, let me see it. Right, hands up, right? And the angel says, do not be afraid. Zechariah was like, okay. And then Gabriel says, I am a messenger, an angel from God. And I have a message for you. You are so good, Zechariah. You and your wife, Elizabeth, are so good. And I'm here to tell you that Elizabeth is going to have a baby. Now, what do you think Zechariah's reaction was? Maybe his wife is in her 60s or 70s.
Have a baby.
I think at first he was happy, but then he said, really? Do you know how old my wife is? She's going to have a baby now? Really? Seriously? And so he didn't really believe at first. And because he didn't believe, oh, and by the way, the angel said, and you will name him John. Now, Zechariah is like, that's really awesome, but have you taken a look at Elizabeth? She's pretty old. I can't imagine that she's going to have a baby. So the messenger angel, Gabriel, said, well, because you didn't believe what I just told you, you're not going to be able to talk until the baby's born. Can you imagine that? So Gabriel disappears, and Zechariah comes out, and the people are like, what went on in there? He was in there for a long time, but they didn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, Zechariah goes to tell everyone what happened, and he's like, and they all said, what? Come on, tell us. He had no voice. And so he had to learn how to tell them what happened. Now, he goes home to Elizabeth, and guess what? She finds out from the doctor that she's going to have a baby. And now Zechariah's like, wait. talk. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Couldn't talk. And so for 9 months, Zechariah couldn't say anything. And then the baby's born. The baby's born, everybody comes a week later, and they're celebrating, they're getting ready to name the baby. And basically, everyone says, well, you know, Zechariah, the baby should really be named Zechariah after you. And what do you think Zechariah is doing? Because what did the angel tell him to name the baby?
John.
So Zechariah is like, and then all of a sudden, he says, and it's really loud, No. The baby's name is John. Those were the first words Zechariah spoke since the angel visited him. And then Zechariah had his voice back. Isn't that amazing? Yes, the angel took his. The angel was telling the truth. That's right. And so John was born. And then John, oh, he was such a good man. He grew up, and you know who he is? John the Baptist. And we're going to learn more about John the Baptist in the coming weeks. So, dun, dun, dun. Hold on to the story because we're going to learn more. And we're going to have more visits from the angel Gabriel. And what happens when people first see the angel Gabriel? What do? Freak out. And then what does the angel Gabriel say? Before he gives his message, what does he say? Do not be afraid. That's the most important thing for you to remember. Do not be afraid. Because Gabriel brings good news from God. So let's pray together. Gracious Lord Jesus, such good news we hear today as your messenger angel Gabriel came to Zechariah and told him of the wonderful gift, the beautiful gift that God was giving to Elizabeth. We thank you for this day and the gift of everything that we have. And we ask that you continue to send your angels to guide us and to protect us. We pray this in your name. Amen. All right, you guys can head back. And in Sunday school, you're going to learn more about angels, and you're going to make an angel. Yeah, isn't that awesome?